Hi, GWA. It's Silly Sad Subs here again, and I'm back with another sexy story time for you guys. I feel like I need, like, little, like, wind chimes or some kind of little, like, tinkly music for that. I don't know, because it feels like I'm introducing, like, a little, like, story time corner or something, and I don't know, I feel like I just need music or something, but I'll figure that out eventually, don't worry. I have another story for you guys. It's a little bit different from the fisting one that I did last time. It's not as long and convoluted, and it's less about the sexual experience and more about, it's more of like an anecdote. It's just something funny that happened to me once while I happened to be having sex, but I feel like it's still pretty fitting, and all of my friends and people that I've told this to before have found it absolutely hilarious, and I still find it hilarious, so I think that you guys will get a good laugh out of it, and I think we've probably all been in similar situations like this one where, you know, we've been having sex with someone and something has happened that's not necessarily bad, but it's just, it kind of throws you for a loop, and looking back on it, it's funny, but in the moment you're just like, wow, I am just completely unaroused now, like any arousal that I had before is gone. So I do want to sort of preface this story a little bit by saying I don't really like to kink shame. I am a very, very sex positive and open-minded person, and I kind of pride myself on that a little bit. There are certain, you know, I think everybody has a line, and some people, their line is, you know, shorter than others, per se. I myself have some kinks and fetishes that people would think are weird. Like, I don't really, for example, and I can tell you guys this, I'm really into the daddy dom little girl thing. Unfortunately, I've never been with a partner that was super open to getting into that sort of thing, so I've never fully been able to pursue it. I would very much like to, but for, like, just as an example, like, there are a lot of people out there that would kink shame the hell out of me for that. But again, like, everybody's got their line. But again, as I said before, like, I don't really like to kink shame. And I wouldn't necessarily say for this story that I was kink shaming. Because what happened, it wasn't like, you know, oh, you have this kink and, you know, that's bad and, oh, that's disgusting. How could you? It was more of like something happened that it just, I wasn't super into it, and it just kind of, again, threw me for a loop, and I was like, I wasn't expecting this, I'm kind of turned off, like, you do you, but that's not my thing, and I kind of find this hilarious. So, like, low-key kink-shaming a little bit, I don't know, you guys can be the judges of this. So, about 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know. The whole, like, period of, like, when I was in college and right before I went to college, I'm like, wait, how long ago was that now? Like, it just, it completely just, that, it feels like way longer than it was, but at the same time, it also feels like it was just yesterday. Like, last year, like, in 2017, I had been out of high school for 5 years, and I was like, oh my god, I'm getting really fucking old. But so, let's say, like, about 2 or 3 years ago, when I was in college, I was living about an hour away from home. So I was, you know, on my own, doing the college thing, being, like, a stereotypical American college kid, da-da-da, and going on Tinder a lot, and having hookups and one-night stands and stuff like that, which I don't really like to do anymore, just because there's, at least in my area, there's so many vanilla, you know, straight white dudes on Tinder that are just, they're honestly just boring, and a lot of them are fuckboys, and, like, no offense to you if you are a straight white male that likes vanilla sex. You know, you might be a wonderful person, but a lot of the ones I've encountered are fuckboys, or they're just not creative in bed, and they are kind of selfish lovers, and they're just not my thing. I just, not into the, you know, hookup thing anymore. But back then I was, and, you know, I was just like, oh, I don't really care about, you know, the whole, like, I want to have something meaningful thing. I just, you know, want to get laid, want to mess around and do whatever. Also, again, to explain the noises, I find myself alone in my car, driving home, once again. So, you know, just don't mind the noises. I actually recorded this same audio earlier, but I just felt like it was way, way too rambly. So this is me sort of trying to shorten it a little bit. But somebody actually passed me in a no passing zone when I was actually doing a little bit over the speed limit, and I had to, like, take a moment to yell at them and then be like, okay, back to the audio. But so I was, you know, on my own in college, doing the college thing, living in an apartment with a couple roommates. I had my own bedroom and bathroom, thankfully. Otherwise, I think this would have been even more awkward. But I'd been talking to this guy, and it was either the day we started talking or, like, a day after. I was not making very smart decisions back then, so please, for the love of God, do not do what I did here. Like, I am very lucky that terrible things did not happen to me. But, so it was either, like, the day we started talking or the day after, I eventually went and picked up this guy at his house because he didn't drive, and brought him back to my apartment. And the plan was that, you know, we were gonna hook up and have sex. And, pardon me. So, you know, I bring him back to my apartment, and the actual sex itself isn't particularly important. It was just imagine, you know, straight cisgender vanilla sex. That's all that it was. Like, nothing special. But so the important part here, the real cherry on top, is as he was about to finish, he wanted me to basically, like, he was gonna pull out, and I was gonna, like, suck him off until he came into my mouth. And instead of saying it like, hey, can I pull out and, you know, can you finish me off with your mouth, the words that this 20-something-year-old adult male chose to say were, lick my pee-pee. I'm just gonna let that soak in there for you for a second. He said, lick my pee-pee, which I was not expecting at all. Again, there's nothing wrong with what he said. It was just not my thing at all. I don't think I've ever heard someone refer to a penis as a pee-pee before as an adult in a non-joking manner. So I was very confused, very thrown for a loop, and just my vagina just immediately dried up like the fucking Sahara Desert, or in other cases, it was drier than my severely damaged and bleached hair. And I was, like, laying there, and I'm like, what? Because I hoped to God that I did not hear him right. And he said again, he said, like, my pee-pee. And I just kind of looked at him and was like, I just shook my head and I was like, no. And then it just sort of got really quiet, and we both just started putting our clothes on, and I took him home, and I never spoke to him again. But just the whole, like, lick my pee-pee thing. And of course, like, I told all of my friends afterwards because it was, like... And again, like, I feel bad because I feel like I'm kink-shaming a little bit. But that's pretty fucking hilarious. Like, if you're just hooking up with someone and you're just meeting them for the first time, don't know anything about them or any kinks they may have or anything like that. Like, if you just sort of spring that on a complete stranger, it's like, holy shit. It just completely blew my mind. And obviously, like, looking back, it's hilarious. But in the moment, I just was like... no, thank you. I'm all good. Like, please do not. But yeah, and that it's honestly, it's like one of my favorite stories to tell people. I think it's probably the most hilarious sexual encounter I've had, especially from a one night stand. I think a lot of one night stand stories are more like, oh, this shitty thing happened, as opposed to, oh, this really hilarious thing happened. And I'm sure that that's happened to a lot of other people as well. You know, you hook up with someone, or maybe, you know, you're even having sex with your partner, and just something really odd and just absolutely hysterical happens, and you're like, oh my god, this is gonna make an amazing story later. But yeah, and I would love to hear if you have any funny stories like that. I think, like, it's funny when, you know, you can sort of, I guess, like, laugh about stuff like that later. Or, like, in some cases, you know, if it's with a partner, like, it's nice if you can sort of, like, be able to, like, laugh about the funny things that happen during sex, as opposed to getting all, like, you know, weirded out about it or whatever. I'm sorry, I'm doing the rambly thing again. I'm trying to, like, reel that back a little bit. But yeah, so, again, it wasn't as, like, sexy of a story. It was more of, like I said before, a funny thing that happened while I was having sex. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. That was my infamous lick my pee-pee story, and I hope you guys are having a great new year, and hopefully I will be back with some more stuff later. Bye!